Welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. The Vegas Voice, the voice for your health, wealth, and good times, and Nevada's most powerful senior media resource. I'm John the Announcer, and happy to introduce the various Vegas Voice segments and interviews that you can also find in our magazine, on our websites, and YouTube channel. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to the Vegas Voice.
Hi, everyone. This is Diane Sabiz-Hahn with Days Gone By. I was going through an old diary the other day, and it brought back some vivid memories of when hubby and I were traveling in our RV. I thought I'd share one with you today. If you've ever done any RVing, it might bring back some of your own unique memories. And if you haven't, you might just want to think about any future decisions in that regard. Hold on to your hats, here we go. On vacation, but stopped in Red Bay, Alabama to have some repairs done to the RV. Nothing major, but the steps are stuck. They refuse to disengage, and we have to leap out the door to exit. I don't do leaping anymore. Hubby leaps, but it's a long way down to the ground without the steps, and this old broad with the artificial hip and the trick knees can't make it down without help. Help is hard to come by when the helper and the helpee are retirees. There was a time when I would leap into hubby's arms with joy. Nowadays, I've gained a few pounds, and the blow just might kill him. Donnie bought a little step stool on one of our trips a while back, and I scoffed. What are you going to do with that thing? Space is at a premium in the RV. It folds up, he said, and it was on sale. You never know when it might come in handy. He folded it and put it in one of the storage bins underneath the motorhome. We carried it for miles, and I swore every time I tried to get something out of that particular bin. It seems that little step stool was always in the way. Now I see the wisdom of the purchase. Now, with the steps stuck, I attach the step stool to bungee cords and lower it down to the ground like I'm fishing. Mr. Agile doesn't need it. He repels out the back door, out the front door, without a backward glance. He just hangs on to the edges of the doorway and then leans back with his foot, extending it until it touches solid ground. I don't look until he's landed safely. God help us if I have to jump out and pick him up one of these days. Anyway, the other night back in Memphis, Tennessee, we were going out to dinner. He went into the car to wait for me as I wasn't quite ready. I think he thinks I go faster if I know he's waiting in the car, but it doesn't work that way. At this age, I have more to do, more wrinkles to cover, etc. I can only go as fast as I can go. Lock up when you leave, he said, and toss the keys onto the counter by the door. Be right there. I gave my hair a final tweak. I added a bit of blush to my cheeks. I applied another coat of lipstick and stared into the mirror to see if, well, never mind, there is no more if these days. Mother Nature took care of that. I exit the RV by lowering the step stool. I go out backwards. Unlike hubby, I do not repel. I hang on to the railing and cautiously lower one foot to the step stool. Somehow, it was moved to the side and I didn't notice. I stepped into a whole lot of air. My foot kept searching for the missing stool until my toes brushed against it. I gave it a little shove to center it, and guess what? It collapsed. I gasped. My left knee doesn't work well, and all the wiggling weakened it even more. It throbbed, and I could feel the muscles quiver. I began to sink farther and farther down. But no terra firma. The best thing would be to start over again, I thought. And I did try, but my knee wouldn't cooperate, and I couldn't pull myself back up. Soon, my knee was just under my chin, and my right leg was still dangling in empty air. My back and arms were stretched way out of proportion, and I began to holler for Donnie. He was in the car with the stereo blaring and wasn't going to hear me anytime soon. He couldn't even see me because the open motorhome door had blocked his view. Help, I cried. The dogs stirred from their beds and appeared in the doorway. They wagged their tails and watched me curiously, wondering what I was up to. Well, I'll tell you, I was up to getting frantic. Should I let go and fall backwards, or just let my body break into pieces? The problem was solved for me. My knee hit my chin and slammed my mouth shut. Pain rippled through my jaw, and I sank even further down. The good thing? My toe finally touched the ground. Hallelujah. I limped to the car. Hubby smiled when I opened the door. I groaned and gently eased my aching self into the passenger front seat. If I tell you in a few months from now that I need a hip and knee replacement and that my jaw is out of alignment, remind me of our last day in Alabama, I said. What? I looked at him sideways and did up my seatbelt. Never mind. You had to be there. And that's it, folks. RV Diane style. Thanks for listening. This is Diane Sabishan with Days Gone By. Happy travels.